Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers were brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Should say presented by Progressive Insurance. We've been asking all morning, guys, does Mark Few need to win a national title? Right? 888-729-3776, because it got lively this morning before we were even on air. The three of us, producers, everyone's going back and forth on Mark Few. 888-SAY-ESPN. You can hit us up on the Twitter feed, at Key J and Max. Good morning, guys. Jay is in Chicago, everyone should know. Key is in L.A. I'm in New York. We got you covered coast to coast and the middle of the country. What's going on?
What's up, boys?
You tell
Key,
us.
How's it feel to be a winner? It feels great. It feels great to be a winner this morning.
Yeah, you tell us. What'd you do? How'd you celebrate after the game, Jay? Let me guess.
Go to bed, lay my ass down because I had to wake up 3.5 hours for our show. But, Key, I will tell you last night, watching the game, we were at Chicago Cut. It was incredible. Actually, the owner of Chicago Cut is the same guy that owned Rosebud that I used to go to all of my pregame meals while I was a Bull. So it was just – it was so serendipitous just being together. And I didn't know that going into Chicago Cut, which is great. So just hanging out with them, Kaplan, Dave Kaplan from ESPN 1000 here in Chicago, talking about my Bulls, watched them lose last night to the Pelicans, but also just yelling at the TV, man. Like, I love this time of year, guys. And I'll be real with you. Like, I always thought that basketball would dominate March. But, like, the news that we have happening in the NFL, the NBA playoffs on the verge, what's happening with MLB, it just feels like it's the perfect storm for sports in general. It's like one of the most exciting times I could ever think about in sports.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be real with us because I sure don't want you to be fake with us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that, right, Jay?
You know what? Stop.
Uh-oh, you got that voice, Jay. You got that voice.
Hey, Jay.
No, hey,
you
man.
See that voice, Max? Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
You know, Duke, the thing about Duke, though, you told me to begin, not beginning of the year, but at the end of the year into the tournament, that Duke didn't have a leg to stand on. But I would say to you, they do, and you know this, because they got the greatest coach that I've ever seen coach college basketball on their sideline. The adjustments, things like that, make up the difference from lack of play in youth. I mean, you could totally see it in that game where he made those second-half adjustments down the stretch defensively that made the world of a difference.
So, I mean, we've been talking college basketball. We're going to get to much more of it. But, guys, Jay, I just heard you talking to Dave and Rick on Rothenberg and DiPietro just now, crosstalk with our show and in New York. And I heard you talk about that Tyreek Hill, or you referred to it, the press conference, where he was asked, did he almost go to the Jets? Key was the number one overall draft pick to the Jets. Knows something about that organization. Guys, listen to how Tyreek Hill responds to this question.
How close was I? Who? The Jets? Nah, man, look, man, it's a lot of, I don't even want to get into all that. I knew I was going to pick Miami no matter what, man.
I mean, who? The Jets? And he's like trying
get,
to hold back a laugh.
He's booed so hard, Max, when he comes to New York. He should get who? Like, that is so disrespectful, Key. Like, just off general principle. Like, you know who we're asking about. The team that you used as leverage, which, look, I give Joe Douglas credit, right? They drove up the price in the division. That's what you do. But just the disrespect alone is what makes me fiery.
See, now that I heard from Tyreek, I don't think that the Jets drove up the price. I don't think the Jets wanted to go any higher than wherever they were at. They wanted to stay there. Now that I hear from Tyreek, because he says, I was going to Miami the whole time. Didn't matter. Miami was going to give me $50 million. I was going to Miami. I didn't want to be in New York regardless. That's what I'm hearing. You're hearing the same thing, aren't you, Evan?
No, see, I think that Drew Rosenhaus drove up the price on Miami because Drew said that the Jets and Chiefs had a deal done, right? And then once Miami jumped in, that's where Tyreek picked. But the Dolphins weren't in the mix here at all.
But that's not what Tyreek said, though. Tyreek said he was going there the whole time.
Because Tyreek wasn't brought into it until after. I don't think Tyreek was brought into it until Miami joined the mix. I think what happened was there was a deal negotiated and done between the Chiefs and Jets to acquire Tyreek Hill. Then Drew went to the Dolphins, I think, and said, hey, this guy's going to go in your division. He's from here. He wants to play here. And the Dolphins then got in, made the deal. And I think that drove up the price in draft picks because the Dolphins already knew the Jets had a deal done, and it drove up the price in money because Tyreek was going to get his money either way. And if he got it from the hometown team, it made it even sweeter.
Key, does that sound right to you? Because this is just how, in my experience, this is what I would say, Evan, sounds more right to me. Man, I'm going to Miami. Drew's like, yeah, don't worry about it. We're getting to Miami, but we got to get you the best deal.
Well, if Evan is saying that Miami was never in the deal to begin with, then it makes sense. But if Miami was in the deal and he had already made his mind up like he said, then they didn't drive up the price. But Tyreek said his mind was made up. He was going
right. –
Tyreek
the
said,
thing.
Yeah, so
bump the Jets.
Yeah, Joe Shad, a Dolphins reporter, said that when Rosenhaus met with the media yesterday, he explained the Jets were actually worked out a trade with the Chiefs for Tyreek Hill first. Then the Dolphins came in, and Tyreek picked the Dolphins. I don't think Tyreek was in the know on the deal actually being worked out with the Jets.
With the Jets. First. Oh, okay.
I think he was kept out of it because Drew knew he wanted to go to Miami.
He ain't very smart if he didn't know.
So in that case, Drew is not then Rosenhaus is keeping him out of it just to establish a high price to extract from the Dolphins, right? To get the money, to get Kansas City what they need, the whole thing, right?
Like, well, I guess
that's exactly what it is. Yeah, I mean, Drew Rosenhaus is a guy making everything happen. I've been trying to preach this before, guys. You know, from people that I've been hearing, the effect that Drew Rosenhaus has in Miami. It's so effective, right? And the access that he has, Key, is what makes this different. And I know it hasn't led to a championship, but I think that access and I think the way that relationship with Chris Greer and him being in their backyard, he makes things happen for that organization.
Well, he's historically been a hanger-on around the Miami Dolphins organization for years. I mean, this isn't anything new to anybody in the NFL community. He works the Florida area. So he has a relationship or pictures of somebody in the Miami Dolphins organization because he gets what he wants out of the Dolphins for sure.
What now, bring it back to the Jets for a second here, guys. If you're a Jets fan, and I'm not, I'm a Giants fan, but I'd know if a player got up there right now and said, the Giants, and kind of like is suppressing a laugh just to let you know they're kind of held in contempt, right? Like, oh, I'm not trying to play for them. I would get it right now. I'd be like, look, man, the way the Giants have been run until very, very recently, I get it. It would make me feel bad. I get it. But for a Jets fan, for so long, the division dominated by New England. Finally, Brady's out of the division, and now the Jets still look on paper like 4 out of 4, right? And so when a player from out west is now going like, you know, like kind of not disrespect, just kind of like laughing at you. For a Jets fan, that's got to hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
They're a joke.
Still, though, it seems like,
but I'm saying to a player like Tyreek Hill, the Jets are a joke of an organization. The only thing he knows them as is losers. Since he's been in the league, since he grew up playing football in college, the Jets haven't been good.
Right. So, but do you think, like, it's a question with the Jets and the Knicks especially, right? Because with the Giants, you have a Super Bowl. It's not all, like, you know, they won the Super Bowl in 2011. That's a Super Bowl, right? And they won it twice in that time frame. And they have 4 overall, and they've been to 5. Jets are different. Like the Knicks. Every time you think, oh, maybe the culture's getting healthier, it's a place people are going to want to play, it won't be a punchline anymore, like the Knicks felt something last year and now they're back to being a punchline. How do Jets fans feel about where they are? Are they going in the right direction? Is the culture, Key, from where you sit, does it look like the culture's changing at all, that they're trying to make the right kind of moves, or is it still like, nah, man, that ain't it?
The jury is still out for me. I like Joe Douglas. I still have my reservations about the coaching staff. I still have my reservations about Zach Wilson. Joe Douglas has done a pretty decent job in managing the players, the roster to a degree of getting compensation and draft picks and trades and picking the right guys. That part I get. I'm still not sold on the coaching staff just yet.
Yeah, so. I'm still waiting to see on Robert Saleh too, Key. I'm with you on that. The thing that kind of bothers me is like I want there to be something sexy about the Jets that makes me watch. You know, like, and I'm even telling you guys, I'm into every game because I gamble on games, and I still find myself watching Jets games as a gambler, being like, man, like I need something to pop. I feel like that could be Zach Wilson, but I still question whether that's legit or not. So I, until you bring something to the table, Max, that attracts people, that makes it, oh, damn, like that's a power move. That is sending them in the right direction. I don't know what really creates that excitement around the organization.
And it's hard, Max, to explain to Jet fans who have high hopes for their organization to do well that you have reservations about somebody that wins a press conference or somebody that has a certain attitude that mimics the city. You know what I'm saying, Max? It's hard for them to understand that.
I do. It's a lifetime of frustration for Jets fans, and every time they think they're going to turn the corner and head in the right direction, they get reminded, maybe not so fast, but I like what they've done in recent years. And what does it always come down to? Did they guess right on the quarterback? And we'll find out. Tune in to the ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Back to the other big story in New York.
This law in New York, the oddity of it to me is that it only applies to home players.
Maybe it does complicate things less to just head into the postseason and have all teams equal.
If they get that news, it is an incredible bonus to them and a boon.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio with us now, Kendrick Perkins. Sup, Big Perk?
What's up, fellas? Hey, before we get started, hey, Key, Max, how big was that horse J. Will rode into the studio this morning? His Duke Blue Devils won last night. I know he rode that horse into the studio. He was on one this morning.
Well, he bought. He's in Chicago right now, but ooh. Kendrick, you know he bought the horse because Jay may have a little bit of a gambling problem. I don't know.
Oh, but. KP, when I tell you that I pulled out the Brinks truck last night on my squad, yeah, it came out hard. We got up heavy last night. We're up heavy right now.
He had to do a little bit of a balancing act, though, because he was going for the Bulls last night, too. So
Jay almost came into work today like Chappelle after he married Oprah. I never approved this, tearing stuff down.
Yeah, come on, Key. Don't try to bring me down off my high about my Bulls, man. I know you're right. You were right about the Bulls. You were wrong about the Celtics, though. See, Perks, I've been waiting to tell him about that. Marie said we should break the Celtics up. They ain't going to do nothing. How's that feeling, Key?
Well, they didn't do nothing last year. They didn't do nothing last year. This year's a different year, Perk.
Well, I said the same thing earlier in the season that I thought it was time to break them up, but I had my reasons though. You know, they were 23-24, and then they turned it around.
Yeah, man.
So Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider, said on First Take the following about the fact that the vaccine mandate in New York for performers, which includes professional athletes, has been lifted, allowing Kyrie, among others, to play. What Kyrie's playing every game, well, except for games in Toronto at the moment, right? But what Kyrie playing all the other games may change in terms of the Nets' fortunes. Listen to this, Perk.
They go from being a spoiler in the Eastern playoffs to potentially being the contender. And so this decision is as impactful as anything that's happened in the NBA this year.
Is that true? Perk, is that true?
Nah. I disagree. Let me tell you why. Make no mistake about it, right? Kyrie and KD are box office. But I still stand by, you got to have some type of defensive presence in order to win the championship. And not only win the championship, but make it out of the Eastern Conference. I watched the Brooklyn Nets the other night, right, when I was in Memphis. You know, they call me the mayor of Memphis right now, by the way. So I'm in Memphis. I'm in Memphis. I'm sitting. You know, I got my feet on the wood because I'm sitting courtside up in person. So I'm watching the Memphis Grizzlies play the Nets. And I'm watching Kyrie and KD put on the show, right? Kyrie goes for 43. KD goes for 37. They score 120 points and lose to a Memphis Grizzlies team without their superstar. Why? Because they don't defend. And I tell people, you can have as much offensive firepower that you want, but if you're not going to hang your hats on the defensive end, you're not going to win the championship. And I think we all forget that all the teams that have ever won a championship in the history of the NBA has been a top five defense in the NBA. And I just don't see that with the Brooklyn Nets.
So, Big Perk, this is where I go, right? Because now the talent's there. You have KD, Kyrie. I hear what you're saying about the defensive end, and that's correct. But this is where coaching comes into the game, man. And this is where I start applying real pressure on Steve Nash. Because now, if you get Seth Curry healthy, what kind of defensive schemes are you putting in place to adjust, right, for the lack of cohesion that you guys have had throughout the course of the year? What kind of offense are – like, these are questions now where I'm like, okay, Kyrie, KD, that's enough, no excuses. Now it comes down to schemes and in-game adjustments, Perk, for Steve Nash.
You're right. And to be honest, Steve Nash has actually failed us a lot. Like, I haven't witnessed Steve Nash, you know, turn it on and make those adjustments where I'd be like, okay, Steve Nash, you finally got it. And so that's my point, Jay. Like, when you gotta walk into every single game in the playoffs and you can't pull off those ugly wins, you know, those wins where it's going to be nights with KD. And I mean, listen, you said it best yesterday. When you talk about two of the most skilled players to ever play the game together, those two, the duo, you were right about that. But what happens when the ball is not falling in the basket? Because it's going to be those nights. Like, what else are you going to rely on? Are you going to tip your hat? Do you really trust Andre Drummond in the pick and roll? Do you really trust Claxton to anchor your defense when he's been inconsistent? You know what I mean? So those are the things, because we all know, you know, when they get the trap in KD, Bruce Brown, that little floater in the lane, his decision-making, his three-point shooting, you know, they got some good teams with a lot of great coaches in the Eastern Conference that's going to make the necessary adjustments that's going to challenge Steve Nash.
Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst, join us this morning on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. So, look, KP, you done gave me everything, right? You done gave me lack of defense, lack of coaching experience, adjustments, all that. All that said and done, Kyrie gets to play now. How far can the Nets actually go?
You know what? I think the Nets ceiling is the Eastern Conference Finals. I really do. That's their ceiling. Mm. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they reached the Eastern Conference Finals, but I honestly don't see them getting to the finals. Like as skilled as you know, KD is and Kyrie, you know, I just don't see it, man. The East is too stacked up. Like, the East is too good. And when I look at Milwaukee, you know, when I look at, I wouldn't put Philly there, but when I look at the Celtics, right now, when you talk about the best starting five in the NBA, the Boston Celtics have that. And, like, the way that they're locking down on the defensive end, I mean, they're literally putting people over their lap and giving people a spanking. So I just don't know. I don't know if I see the Nets going past the conference finals, but I could see them getting there, though.
KP, let me bring you out west to Key Squad. Give me the real. They making the playoffs, man? They making the play-in tournament?
Who you talking about? Man, come on. Come on, Jay. I thought we was going to have a morning where we weren't going to talk about them. I'm so tired of talking about the Lakers. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I don't know if the Lakers even believe or even want to make the playoffs. I mean, you watching the other night, you know, they playing against the 76ers, and I'm like, every game matters to them. And all of a sudden, no LeBron James. So I'm like, do the Lakers really even want to test those waters? Are they ready for this nightmare to be over, to go into the offseason You know, because Anthony Davis is, from what I'm hearing, is not nowhere close to returning. Like, he's not even to the level of returning yet. So I don't see the Lakers making the playoffs. I really don't. Mm. And I don't think they believe they want to make the playoffs.
Mm. Kendrick Perkins, you said a lot today.
He didn't. He ain't saying nothing.
He said a lot, Keith. Don't rain on his parade.
All that, as they say, all that jibber jabbing.
All I know is I think KD and Kyrie could get out of the East, but Kendrick Perkins does not. And Keyshawn doesn't think Perk said anything, as it turns out. I say a lot. You can vote on Keyshawn at Key J and Max. Who said more? All right. Thanks, Perk. Always good to hear from you, brother.
I appreciate y'all, my brother.
Man, what if the Nets or the Lakers don't make it? That'd be wild.
You know, it's like LeBron and Kobe, it was all set up. These two had to meet in the final. Never happened, right? The great matchups that were supposed to be, and they never were. Lakers and Nets, it's over before it started? Come on now.
But the crazy thing is, too, though, Key, like watching Bron not play, I'm like, man, like the knee.
And then
to see him, like, on social, and I get it, like Drake and him hanging out, he donates $1 million to his, you know, his I Promise School Foundation, which is incredible. But I'm like, yo, how are you not playing in that game? I'm confused.
When Key gets down to the hey man, we know it's time to move it along.
No. Hey, look, it ain't really got to say, Max.
It's moving. Let's move it along.
I got nothing to say. Yep. Damn.
Hey, man. And I got visuals on Key, too. I can see with the hand motion and everything. All right. The Nets are hoping Kyrie Irving can get in the zone in his home debut of the season on Sunday. Hadn't played at Barclays yet. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. Jets fans, we want to hear from you. What does Tyreek Hill's comments do for the Jets-Dolphins rivalry? And can the Jets actually finish out of last place this season? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
How close was I? Who? The Jets? Look, man, it's a lot of... I don't even want to get into all that. I knew I was going to pick Miami no matter what, man.
So, guys, that was Tyreek Hill. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. That was Tyreek Hill. How do Jets fans feel about that? Just kind of dismissive of the Jets, right? Like, the Jets, he's suppressing a laugh. He's like, you can't be serious. Evan, let me ask you, you're a Jets fan. Our producer, Evan Wilner, is a Jets fan. How do you feel when a superstar receiver like Tyreek Hill, you know, just refers to the Jets that way?
Yeah, no, I didn't want the Jets to draft Kyle Hamilton fourth overall. Now I do, so that I could watch Kyle Hamilton just go after Tyreek Hill the first time they played. Right. Just line him up over the middle and just lay him right out. Like, now I want the Jets to draft Kyle Hamilton for that reason alone.
And now is our favorite
part. Changes their whole
plan.
I don't think he can catch him.
Yeah, who can catch Tyreek Hill? No land mammal.
He'll be able to catch him, Key, because the ball is probably going to be behind Tyreek Hill.
Oh, that's true.
We now come, J. Will, to Keyshawn Johnson's favorite moment of this program every week when we get to hear from angry New Yorkers. He misses this about playing for the Jets.
He loves this.
The one thing, he's like, yeah, the L.A. sunshine, the space, the weather, the whole thing. But damn, I miss those angry New Yorkers.
Hey, I embrace fans that are delusional at times.
Passionate? We call it passionate, Key. Dre in
at
Brooklyn.
Times, all the time, huh. Key.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dre in Brooklyn. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. What you got, Dre?
Listen, I'm not even angry or delusional about it. Like, I never thought the deal was going to go down. Like, why do we need Tyreek Hill? We're not, like, one player away from a championship. So, like, it really, I don't know. I just, it never seemed to me like it was something that was a possibility. But with what he said, you know, karma's a mother, and I can't wait for him to have all those balls from Tua thrown out of bounds or thrown behind him. He's not going to be able to run long and Tua be able to deliver the ball. So everything's going to be like short, intermediate passes, and people are going to key on that. So, like, go over the middle now and, like, wait for those linebackers and those box safeties to come hit you a few times. Like, he's going to regret this signing because it's like, how do you go from Mahomes to Tua? And it's like, he can say all he wants. And you know what? Jets fan, you know, the Jets organization has done nothing to dispel anything, of us being a joke, right? So it's like, you know, one thing I see with the Dolphins is, like, he's going to regret it because, like, they just let Flores walk. And, like, Flores is, like, the big reason why they were in so many games and they won so many games.
So you're saying it was been, like neither option was good for him.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? So it's like, he can joke all he wants, but he's going to be the joke at the end of the year.
Key, I agree with that. Key,
100%.
I agree with
Dre.
100%. If you were advising Tyreek Hill, would you have said, listen, you're still going to get paid. It may not be 72-2 guaranteed. It'll be 65 guaranteed, whatever it is, but stay where you are with Mahomes?
It depends on what the number is, Max, at the end of the day. Yeah. If it's 65, like you said, or 60, call it 62. Mm-hmm. It's 10 million shy. I probably would have said stay with Patrick Mahomes.
10 million? That's no joke. Well, it's so much money. He has all the money. No, 10 million is a lot to give up. That's
yeah,
how good Mahomes
but here's
is.
What I would say to you, Buttercup. Here's what I would say.
Talking to you, Jay.
Buttercup. No, he's
when
talking you, to you, Max.
When
not me.
You think about it, Max, and you always, cup. You know, you got the calculator right in front of you.
Okay, here I got it. I'm going to get it out.
60 and 72 is a big number, right? But where are you going to win a championship? Can I make up that difference in bonus money going to Pro Bowls, playoffs, okay, Super Bowls, commercials,
just
shoe
quality
contract.
Of life too? What's it worth it to you to have the quality of life?
Man, you think Tyreek Hill worried about some damn quality of life? Be honest with me now. As Jay would say.
Well, I think quality of life in Miami, Jay, is probably what he's thinking about.
Be real, Max. Do you think Tyreek Hill, now listen to me now one more time, real close. Do you think Tyreek Hill is worried about the quality of life as a 27, 28-year-old NFL football player? Do you think he's thinking about that?
Not in the way you mean, but yes. I think he's thinking my quality of life in Miami with 72 mil is what I'm looking for. I mean,
that's the wrong way to approach it then.
Yeah, maybe.
Key, we got an example, and we talked about this yesterday, and I appreciate what Dre was saying about going from Patrick Mahomes to Tua. We have an example right in our backyard in New York. Kenny Galladay, man, signed that 4-year, $72 million deal, right? Look what happened to Kenny Galladay this year when we were talking about Daniel Jones and how, like, people were beating Kenny Galladay up, like, to a degree, Key. Like, this is what I envision for Tyreek Hill. Like, playing with Tua is drastically different. We're wondering whether Tua will be the franchise quarterback or not for a franchise coming away from Patrick Mahomes that people are considering to be maybe one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Okay, so here we go again. I need y'all to follow me closely now. Here's the way it's going to go. 5:36 my time out west. What's going to happen in the first 4 or 5 games of the season, Tyreek Hill is going to get minimum touches. The press is going to ask, why isn't Tyreek Hill more involved? They're going to say he's getting used to our system, even though the system is brand new for everybody. They're going to make that excuse. Then three or four games go by. Tyreek Hill's not going to be happy. Tua will be replaced by Teddy Bridgewater. The owner's going to say, we need to get Tyreek Hill the ball more. Then all of a sudden, Jaylen Waddle's going to start to disappear because they're going to be forcing the ball to Tyreek Hill to justify paying Tyreek Hill all that money. You watch what I tell you.
Okay, Evan, it is March 25th, Friday, March 25th, 2022. It is 8:37 a.m.
Hold on.
Eastern Standard.
It's
we need to clip that sound of key, and I want to revisit where the Dolphins are after week four, because he just had an extremely specific outline of what is going to happen. We need to compare that to what actually happens, okay? March 25th, 8:37 a.m., Key is calling it. First four games, Tyreek's not getting touches. He's getting used to the whole thing. Esmon in Jersey. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, KJM. How we doing, brothers?
We good, good.
And, hey, Key, you couldn't put it a little much better, man. You just painted out just like I was going to say it. I just want to say, man, he adds fire to the competition. We already have Jordan Whitehead. Robert Saleh has faced this team in the Super Bowl. I do want them now to get Sauce Gardner in the draft. I want them to go
Sauce
and shirt up their edge, right, and go hunting. Tyreek Hill is speaking like he still has Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback. He's going to fall flat on his face, and he's going to regret whatever he said.
Jets fans are mad.
Brother, it's on.
Jets fans are mad.
He said, hey, he's mad. He said it's on.
It's on. You like Sauce Guard? You like Sauce?
I do. Which kind?
No, the kind you get in the top 10.
The kind that you get in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
No, I think he's good. I think he's the best corner in the draft.
Well, the Jets are going to have their Jets. You know, he'll likely be there for both of the Jets picks, right? Certainly the first one. Duke's win was not the only big win for Jay Will on Thursday. Just Jay, stay winning.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Guys, Mel Kiper was on with me on This Just In yesterday. Obviously, Mel is not only the senior NFL draft analyst, he's co-host of Darry and Mel on ESPN Radio. But he was on This Just In with me yesterday, and we're talking about, you know, his mock and where the quarterback's going. Every year we hear that it's not a strong quarterback class. We hear that no quarterbacks in the top 10. I don't know if I have a first round grade on any quarterback. And then inevitably, quarterbacks go shooting up the board, right? So I asked Mel about that.
I just feel as locked into Malik Willis. Mike Tomlin, the division now with Watson and Burrow and Lamar, okay, and the AFC with Josh Allen, Mahomes, and all the great quarterbacks, Herbert, right? Well, they're going to move up from 20. I don't think 20 is going to get you Malik Willis. I think you got to move up maybe into that top 10. We'll see, but I think it goes higher than 20.
Should Malik Willis, first of all, can you go higher than 20?
I mean, it's all about what the team who's evaluating you think of you.
Key is evaluating him. Where would he go? Would he go first round?
He would go in the first round if I need a quarterback. If I need a quarterback, then he would probably be one of the first two quarterbacks that I would take a look at strongly, him and Kenny Pickett. I wasn't in love with him early on, but since Matt Miller came onto the show and helped me understand that things changed for him in the offseason with his private coach, along with the Senior Bowl tutelage he got from the NFL coaches, that he looks a lot different than he did on film in his T-shirts and shorts, it makes it a very interesting prospect. people, quarterbacks are always going to get pushed up, though. That's just the way the NFL Why? Draft works. Because there's only a handful of them. And,
Max,
if you need
you
one, you got to get
it. Look how we value the quarterback. Look at all the quarterback movement that we've had this offseason. It's been insane, and the value continues to go up and up and up. And, Keith, the thing that blew me away with Matt Miller when he said, look who this guy is throwing it to. He's throwing it to little biddies at his school. Like, imagine him throwing it to Chris Olave or Garrett Wilson or some of these big wide receivers that actually have the size, the speed, and the physicality to get these 50-50 balls.
And that's what you have to do when you're evaluating somebody, Max. Just like in our business, imagine this person paired with that person. How successful will that be? You got to think, if Malik Willis is throwing to Randy Moss or Megatron or Keyshawn Johnson, what would he look like?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you can't squint and hope to see what you want to see. It's got to be there. Threw 65-yard precision pass on the move. You know me, Keith. Snap, crackle, and pop. That gets me.
We're I slid in myself in there real slick, too.
You did.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Jay's three-man weave.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to get to Jay's three-man weave right now. Jay's picks for Friday at the Sweet 16. Jay, you did well on Thursday, huh?
Yeah, I'm 6-2, man. I've been low-key printing money, Max. I mean, we like to keep it quiet. As Q would say, shh.
So you hit on Gonzaga?
I didn't hit on the Zags.
Oh, that was the one.
I did hit on Duke.
You hit on Duke.
I hit on Duke, and then I hit on both unders for both games.
Nice.
So
Nova, Michigan, and A's, and Arizona, and Houston, and then Duke was a 1 point underdog.
Yeah, it was plus one for Duke. Exactly. So today we got some other bets coming in today, guys. It's been a great run for my boy Shaheen Holloway, but it's over. This is done. Purdue is favored by 12.5. They're going to cover. They're going to pummel them. They have the size. There's nothing they're going to be able to do with Jaden Ivey. The undersized St. Peter's, I don't think, has a chance. You got Kansas, 7.5-point favorite going against Providence. I'm actually going to take Providence plus 8 on this one. I think Providence is going to give KU a really tough game. And I'm going to do this just because I'm always betting against them. I'm going to bet North Carolina plus 2. You know why, Max?
Why?
It's called the reverse jinx. And I'm willing to lose money on betting with North Carolina because I hope they lose, damn it. And then I'll go Iowa State, Miami. I will take the over at 133. I think the pace of this game is going to be up and about. And I think Miami is a really sleeper team. Iowa State, here in Chicago, has some really decent scores on their team. I think the pace of this game is going to be fast. I will take the over at 133. Those are my bets.
Nice. And you've been making money this whole tournament.
Right, I mean, that's what we do out here. I'm trying to – I mean, Keith should have bet on Gonzaga. He was the one that was calling this out from day one.
I'm trying to get
easy money for Key. He knew that was going to happen.
I don't do that stuff.
I'm trying to get a sense, Jay, of how big last night was for you. Like would you get I'm trying to think, Key. Like,
how much did you bet, though, Jay?
Would you get, go on
game?
A trip, on a vacation? Would you go first class?
I can't share that.
Would you get a car?
I can't share that, Key. We're trying to keep it classy. Yeah, let's just say we're doing right. Max. If we all wanted to go on a trip.
Here's what I would ask you.
And our families wanted to go on a trip, we would go on a trip.
We taking the kids?
So, in other words, you bet enough money. If you won, you smile. And if you lost, you cried.
I bet enough money, Key, that if I lost, I would probably have to make the phone call to the wife.
Think of how many kids we all have, okay? Jay just said we could all go with the families on a trip.
With the families.
Is that first class, Jay? Are we going first?
Well, I guess when you got money from Duke, why wouldn't you just reinvest it back into the community?
That combined with USC, man, we're doing well for life, Key. We can get with a lot of people, help a lot of people.
Let's hear some of the interest
from that Duke money back in the mid-90s.
Kevin in Chicago, out where Jay is right now. Key's in L.A. I'm in New York. Jay's in Chicago right now. Kevin in Chicago has something to say.
What up, Kev?
Hello.
Hello, Kevin.
What's up, Kev?
This is Kevin, yeah.
Yes, that's been established.
What's good, man? What's going on, Kev?
How come they never talk about the Bulls? They talk about Brooklyn making the playoffs and winning the championships, and they barely in the playoffs. And the Bulls are set in where they're going to go. I just wonder what they never mention the Bulls and how the Bulls are doing. We've had a successful season. Hello?
We lost to the Pelicans last night, Kev.
Hold on.
We lost to the damn Pelicans.
Hold on. Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead, Evan.
The Pelicans are trying to get a playoff spot, so they've been playing good ball lately. So those are teams we're going to, because they're trying to get in the playoffs.
Hold on. Kevin called and said he wanted to talk baseball. Says we never talk baseball. Wants to talk about the Cubs and the White Sox. Then gets on the air and doesn't even talk baseball. So Kevin, who wants to talk baseball, he doesn't even want to talk about baseball. Kevin, that's why we don't talk baseball.
I want to talk about Keyshawn and Jay Williams with their opinions. You know, sometimes their opinions can be a little bit, especially Keyshawn. His opinion could be a little bit off the chart. Because he played professional sport, he thinks he knows everything about it. Why is your opinion
off the charts? That's a good question.
No, I was going to wait for Kevin to finish his conversation. Go ahead, Kev.
Been waiting a long time, man. Kevin got a lot to say.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear why my opinions are off the charts.
Is this Keyshawn?
Yeah, this Keyshawn.
Hey, I love your show. I wake up every morning. I'm retired. I wake up every morning to look at it. Every morning.
Appreciate it, man. Now tell me why my opinions are off the damn chart.
Because sometimes, Keyshawn, I have to tell you this.
Yeah, I want to listen.
You say one thing, and then the next day you say something different.
You think so?
Just be flip flopping, man.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Really?
So, it depends on the day. Depends on how you feel, and what will determine on what you say. I can almost look at you when you first come on. I can tell what type of day you're gonna have in terms of how you respond to certain images or to certain. Things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, but guess what you're doing? It's so good you still tuning in first thing in the morning, baby. That's all I care about. You like us.
Why y'all don't have you with us?
Right. Keyshawn, why y'all have a Joe Blow like me to bring my expert opinion? A Joe Blow off the street.
We got you right now.
Hold on, Key, Max.
So, Kev, tell me.
Kev, let me talk, Kevin. Kev, I got the mic for a second. Let me rap with you. Tell me what we're missing about the Chicago Bulls, because I know my Bulls very well, and we do talk about them on the show. It just happens that we don't think they're a team that actually can win it all this year. But you tell me why I'm wrong.
How do you know? Okay, in order for you to win it, what do you have to do? You have to be in it, right? You can't win a playoff game if you're not in the playoffs.
You know what?
Right?
That is what we're missing from the show. You know, Evan, hold on. Get this guy's information. When he says Joe Blow off the street, that's exactly right. It never occurred to me. In order to be in it, in order to win it, you need to be in the playoffs. Key, Jay, why didn't you guys ever say that?
I didn't know. I did a couple of days ago, then I changed my mind.
And what about you, Jay? Did you know, Jay, were you aware that you had to win a championship, you had to be in the playoffs?
I just started watching basketball this year, Max.
Now you all are being facetious. Now you're being facetious.
We are this serious. Is what we do to each other, Kev. We do it to each other every day. This is what this show is about.
Said, why don't you all have a Joe Blow that comes on maybe once or twice a week and give his expert opinion?
Well, I mean, you're right, because I would you just put me up on something, that's for sure. And Key, flip-flopping all around. First, you have to be in the playoffs to win a championship. Then, nah, you can win a championship without being in the playoffs. Got to deal with that every day. Get it together, Key.
I'm trying,
Max, Max, why did you leave the Steve Smith show?
Steve Smith. Lord,
oh, damn.
Or should I say, the Max and Steve Smith show.
I wanted to get up at 3 in the morning every day. What are you talking about? I'm a morning person.
You know?
Okay. I see you, Kev. Spit the truth, Kev. Go ahead and spit your truth, baby.
Kevin, this is just, Jay Williams, this is just what I needed.
Jay Williams.
Day, actually.
Uh-oh. I got to tell you this.
Uh-oh.
Kev, get this dude's information, please.
I think it hurt me so bad, Kev. Because we drafted you, and you were going to be
we
got to
go. Zaga getting eliminated in the Sweet 16. It's not their fault. That's next.
G-Sean, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.